There are four researchers on staff at the museum. They all wear several hats. Director Michael Wyant is one of them, but he prefers to talk about the work of colleagues such as Alan Harn, who just published a monograph called Emaquan, 600 Generations.
He looks at human history in the Illinois River floodplain here at the doorstep of Dixon Mounds in the Emaquan, the restored Emaquan wetlands. The next project he's working on is writing up the Dixon Mounds excavations. Prior to the construction of this building, there was a good bit of archaeological work that was done, not yet reported, and Alan is writing that monograph now. It will be a very important contribution to academic archaeology.
Dr. Wyant says another colleague, Michael Connor, is working with Michigan State University researchers on the Morton Village excavation, which is just a short distance from the museum.
We're terribly interested in this because it represents a time in prehistory where there seems to be some profound change. 1,100 years ago, the Dixon Mound Cemetery is in use. A nearby site, Larson, is the major village site. When we look at the remains at Dixon Mounds, we see some evidence of violence, but not profound. Not unexpected. These are urban societies. There are going to be tensions, etc. About 200 years later, about two centuries later, we see through another cemetery excavated in the mid-80s evidence of profound violence. And this has intrigued us and made us wonder about what was happening. So Connor has picked a site, the Morton site, which is a village occupied at this time. In fact, at both times, about 900 years ago and about 700 years ago, and he and his colleagues are excavating into this village to try to figure out what's happening in society at that time.
Do you have a sense of what the reasons might have been, or is that really yet to be determined?
You know, we have guesses. Good scientists always have guesses, and what you try to do is sort of winnow out the evidence to see which guess is better supported. We're at the great point in science when we know just enough to ask the next question. And we've got pieces of answers, but they are so disarticulated, hard to know how they fit together yet. So this is what keeps us going.
After all these years, all the research that's been done, it seems like there are still a lot of unanswered questions. Are you surprised by that?
Well, you'd always like to learn faster. But the thing about archaeology is this is a patient person's game. And I would tell you, if we compared notes with what my predecessors knew 100 years ago and look at what we know now, it is leaps and bounds above what they knew. I can only imagine what the next 50 years will bring. In the meantime, as I say, we know enough to ask a question now. And there are parts of prehistory that we have a pretty clear understanding of, but it's a sketch. And it's really what keeps us up at night wondering, and then tomorrow morning it's what keeps us plugging away to try to learn more. So I am delighted with how far we've come, but it is humbling to realize how much there is to learn.
Is there one particular question you would like to see answered next?
Oh, boy. Well, there are many big questions in anthropology broadly. Do you know, I think one which is probably has most of our attention. If you look at human history, something like 99.7% of our existence, we were hunters and gatherers. We relied completely on what nature would provide. That last 0.3% turns out to be the time at which we produce food. We're agriculturalists. And I think we would be enormously well-served to understand how humanity made that transition. It occurs at many different places around the world, including here. And one of the great things about the Illinois River Valley and the uplands that surround it is that it's a fabulous archaeological laboratory. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of sites. And the answers to these big questions, which people around the world are trying to understand, why is it that people begin to recognize the power of plants, to plant seeds and to cultivate them? We may well have insight into that kind of answer here.
Dr. Michael Wyant is director of Dixon Mounds Museum. He says plant cultivation happened at different times in different parts of the world. The big question is, were the motivating factors the same? Rich Egger reporting.